1-800-259-5791. Kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 65,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,000 people now interacting there. It's totally free at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Now then, Manwich, did you say you had an email?
Yes, I do.
That we were going to get to?
I have one here from a listener. Hold on.
Property rights.
Yes. It's from Greg. Now, it's a short email with some questions about our stance versus zoning versus deed restrictions.
Okay.
Okay. How are zoning rules different from in a city different from rules for a deed-restricted neighborhood? In both cases, there's some organization that makes up rules to control other people. You seem to imply that the latter is better since you can choose it, but in fact you can also choose a city to live in. The two kinds of organizations seem the same to me, except that the names given to the components are different. I'll jump on this if you'd like.
He makes an interesting point, and it's a good question.
Yeah. All cities have zoning, just about.
Right.
I mean, the only major city that I know of that doesn't have zoning is Houston. And they're they're very successful with it. But bureaucrats can't keep their grubby little hands off of power, and zoning is about power. Now, a neighborhood, you would admit that there's neighborhoods in just about every city that are deed restricted and ones that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to choose yes or no in a given community. But you don't really get to choose yes or no on zoning because it doesn't seem to matter whether you move out of the city into the county or out of the county into another county. I mean, some have more and less zoning restrictions, but none of them are actually free of zoning restrictions.
There are a few areas in New Hampshire that I know of, very small towns that don't have any zoning whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you're right, man. Which, I mean, anywhere you go, there's going to be zoning restrictions. And the real key difference here is that zoning is totally coerced. Okay, yeah, I could be born here in Sarasota, Florida, and I was born into an area where there was zoning. Now, you could say that, okay, well, what if I was born into a deed-restricted neighborhood? Well, again, I could always decide to leave that deed-restricted neighborhood for an undeed-restricted neighborhood. But deciding to leave an area for an unzoned area, for an area of the country that's not zoned, is so difficult because, as you pointed out, there's just so many different municipalities that have zoning laws.
About all of them.
And there's, while the deed restrictions that you might live underneath are a few pages long, the zoning restrictions are likely hundreds or thousands of pages long. There's no way that you could possibly do research on the zoning rules of an area of the country that you want to move to. I mean, does anybody really move to an area of the country because it's free of zoning or because they've got lighter zoning restrictions? I would say that most people, when they move somewhere, are moving for family reasons or moving for job reasons or some other reason outside of zoning restrictions.
Well, one could argue that makes them less important then. I mean, the zoning isn't that important to people.
Well, it's not important necessarily as far as your decision to move somewhere, because you know you're going to be subject to zoning rules. I mean, you might as well just forget about it and just move wherever you need to move, and then you get to find out later on down the line what all the rules are once you violate them.
It's essentially a tenet of libertarianism that we don't like central control. The larger the governing body,
mm-hmm.
the less we like it.
Yeah.
We don't like the Fed. We like the UN less. We like states a little better. We like cities a little better. We like deed restrictions even better because it's a smaller group.
Right.
Now, imagine if you have to get some kind of variance on your deed restriction. Now, I can't see why you would need a variance on a deed restriction, because if they allow swimming pools, they allow them. Because
uh-huh.
most of deed restrictions are essentially on residential areas, and you wouldn't want to go put in a sewage treatment plant in the middle of your residential area.
No.
But you do have to have one in the city, so it has to be zoned for it.
Uh-huh.
You could have a much better time, I would think, working amongst people for a deed restriction community than you would with the city government. You wouldn't be charged all these fees, which are just bribes.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a better time working with them.
Absolutely. And again, the real issue comes down to whether or not coercion is involved. That's the big difference. While what he's pointing out has some legitimacy, they do operate in a similar fashion. The big difference is I don't really have a choice about zoning. It's there, and if I violate the regulations and a code enforcement bureaucrat catches me, I'm going to be fined.
Yeah.
And if I don't pay that fine, then I'm going to possibly be jailed or my, you know, a lien be put on my home or something like
that. The lien's going to be put on your home, and if you decide you don't want to pay the lien and you believe that home's yours and you're going to fight for that home, which I would say is the right thing to do, fight for a home that someone's trying to take away, then, well, you're going to get shot.
Yeah, then the jail time comes into the picture. And so the real, of course, answer here is let's get rid of zoning entirely, just like Houston, one of the top 10 cities in America, if not the top five. And they have no semblance of zoning whatsoever.
And they don't want it.
Right. The Houstonians have voted, I think, 9-1. Like 90% of Houstonians, whenever it keeps coming up on the ballot every 10 years or so, they keep voting it down.
The bureaucrats can't help themselves. They want that zoning so bad.
Oh, yeah. They want their cushy little government jobs with their cushy government paychecks. But the people realize they must know something, right? The people of Houston must know something that everyone else in this country doesn't know. They know that zoning is bunk, that zoning is BS, and that they don't mind having a little bit of risk. Because, yeah, when you're unzoned and there's no deed restrictions, you're taking a risk. You're taking a risk that somebody isn't going to open up some sort of a nasty junkyard next door to you. Of course, it's unlikely that they would do that in a residential area because it costs so much money. I mean, the land costs a lot of money in a residential area. That's why if you're going to open a junkyard, you go out east or you go out in the boondocks where nobody's around, where the land is dirt cheap. Well, so economics on its own prevents crazy stuff from happening.
Sure. I mean, the land for a junkyard, just to make the business plan work, you have to have a lot of land, and it has to be cheap because people aren't going to pay a lot for used junk parts.
Right.
You're not going to make a whole bunch of money out there, so you can't have a lot of overhead. Mm-hmm. You can't buy up 10 lots inside of a residential area, at $200,000 a pop and then open your junkyard with this $2 million, plot of land. It's just not going to work.
You know, it's so nice that Houston is the way it is, because a lot of times as libertarians we get accused of being pie in the sky. We get accused of having all these fantastic ideas but no real evidence to point to show that
it actually works.
Yeah, that our idea is that liberty actually works. Well, we do have things to point to, and Houston's an excellent
But people
example.
Don't care. I mean, they really don't care whether there's evidence or not. You know, Houston is without zoning, and that doesn't matter to the average American.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter one whit. I mean, if you can cite an example as a libertarian, it's so not convincing. I mean, Nevada has had prostitution for how long?
I don't know, a long time.
Long time. Legalized gambling for a long time. One would admit that gambling is wheedling its way through America. There's more and more gambling. But most of it's state-controlled.
Or Indian casinos. Those are really the only options there.
In most cases.
Yeah.
Certainly Biloxi.
800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So talking about zoning, talking about deed restrictions, if we could just get rid of zoning and just allow people to do with their property as they please, form whatever covenants they want to with one another and the agreements, I think it would work out just fine. As it has in Houston or the unzoned areas of New Hampshire. So do whatever you can to repeal zoning in the areas of the country that you live in. And speaking of property, I've got an email here from Michael in regards to public property. He says, you had a caller on your Tuesday show that said, in response to a caller from Britain who opposed a potential ban on alcohol consumption in public buses, that uses of and restrictions on public property should be decided by majority decision, since the public owns that property. Basically, the idea of, if there's going to be public property, shouldn't the majority be able to decide what's done on that public property? And we will explore that idea coming up. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. The Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we really appreciate our lady listeners. The point of the shrine is to show you off, although it is not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have participated in the shrine, and you can as well. Just get the details at freetalklive.com. In the midst of an email from Michael, emailing the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, he says, talking about public property, because we had a caller who suggested that if we're going to have public property, shouldn't it be a majority decision that decides how that property is used? And Michael says, all right, well, what if a majority thought that protesting war on that public property should be prohibited? Maybe even the protesters should be shot on sight, like at Kent State. What if a majority thought black people
should... I don't know if they were actually shot on sight in Kent State, but go ahead.
What if a majority thought black people should have to sit in the back of public buses like they used to have in some southern states? When you accept the principle that majority should decide uses of public property, you accept a lot of tyranny. Individual rights were created to protect the liberty of minorities against not only governments, but also the majorities. I don't think your caller properly thought his comment through. And of course, the real answer to public property is to abolish it completely. Commonly owned property is a problem because some group of bureaucrats is usually who sets the rules for how it works. For instance, here in Florida, we've got a lot of beaches, and a lot of those beaches are public property,
like parks.
Yeah, and so the bureaucrats decide to set silly little rules like
thongs,
or banning cigarette smoking on the beach,
and cigarette smokers will toss their butts around.
Right, and they do all these things for your own good, of course, for your safety. But heaven forbid we actually sell off the beaches and allow people to turn a profit from them, allow people to possibly make money from beachfront property, which is the way it should be. If you want to have a beach, it should be privately owned. And if you want to go to the beach, you might have to pay to go to the beach. Because here, I live here, and I never go to the beach. Man, which, how often do you go to the beach?
A couple times a year. A
couple times a year?
Yeah.
I might go once a year. Maybe.
And usually if I go, like, for instance, I went when I think it was Hurricane Katrina was going through, or some hurricane or another was going through, and I just wanted to see what it was like out there,
right,
as far as the waves and stuff. So I'm out there, you know, tie, starched shirt, you know, shine shoes, just walking around taking a look. I mean, lots of surfers out there doing their thing. I didn't really go out to the beach for a day at the beach or anything.
Sure.
I went out for a moment because I happened to be in the immediate vicinity, and I wanted to see, I wonder what it's like at the beach right now.
Right. There just doesn't need to be public property.
Now, I don't know if beaches enter into that area that really bother me.
What?
Because I don't think, currently in our area, beachfront property is at such a premium. You would agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, a beachfront lot.
I would guess beachfront property is at a premium all over the place.
It's really at a premium here.
Yes.
There's places in Florida you can go and get a beachfront lot in six figures.
Okay.
Not in Tampa Bay.
Right.
You're going to get it for seven figures. I mean, I would just guess it's just poking the regular old city lot on the beach would probably be worth something like $3 million.
Probably right.
That's nothing on it.
Yes.
You couldn't put a shed on it because of the zoning rules.
And your point is?
Well, I don't think that beaches would... You wouldn't have any. People would say, yeah, it's a real pain in the butt to run this beach here where I let people in to sunbathe on, you know, a 50 by 100 foot piece of property for $20 a piece because that's what it's going to take to generate the kind of revenue that it would to put a house here. I just don't think that they'll, it's too much of a pain putting, you know, kids out to collect the money, and then I have to have the guy who picks up cigarette butts, you know, and I've got the employment. I'd rather just go ahead and sell it and get my $3 million.
Okay.
I just don't think you'd have any beachfront property.
You don't think you'd have any sort of publicly accessible beach?
Now, I would admit that, you know, I just thought of something, and the fact is that beachfront property is so valuable here because we pay the insurance for these people to have beachfront property. Beachfront property is a crazy idea.
Oh, yeah. The federal insurance program where the federal government, through our taxpayer dollars, insures the rich people that build in places like beaches.
Yes. And
so if it weren't for all that insurance, we'd have a whole lot more beachfront property.
There absolutely would. You know,
it would be cheaper.
I've just made my own argument here.
You just dug your own grave.
Well, I'm not trying to make points against libertarianism.
Sure.
I'm just trying to look at practical libertarianism. That's
absolutely
all.
And if there is a demand for beaches, I mean, if there's a demand for tourism, and there is a tourist demand for people to spend time on beaches, somebody's going to make some money off of it. They'll figure out a way to do it. 800-259-5791. So I say abolish all public property, replace it with private ownership. If you don't like the rules, go find somebody else's beach to play on. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free, 888-532-4604. 888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
You know, we always read that ad just before we bring Dave on. He must think that we always forget about it otherwise.
No, absolutely not. But here he is, Dave from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, well, you guys are right. Supply will always meet demand if you just get the bureaucrats out of the way.
I agree. So what's on your mind tonight?
Speaking of bureaucrats, we've had an election in New Hampshire, and there were four Free Staters running, and it looks like one or two of them won.
That's fantastic.
Wow, that's great.
What kind of offices? Was it mosquito control?
No, this one was pretty significant. The one that I'm sure won was Keith Murphy won a board on the Manchester City Council.
Wow, a selectman.
Oh, the right word is selectman, but I say counselor because that selectman doesn't mean a lot to most Americans.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah, there was another guy that
Wait, that was Manchester?
Yes.
That's the biggest city in New Hampshire.
It is.
That's quite a feat.
Now, I'd like to make it clear, how many Free Staters are in New Hampshire right now?
370, I think.
And that 370, a good 70% of that number was already in the state. Only about 120 or so have actually moved in.
I hope Michael Medved sticks that in his pipe and smokes it, that punk.
Oh, well,
because he was trashing us?
Well, he was trashing the Free State Project, said they were dead. The Free State Project, with 133 people that have moved to New Hampshire and 6,800 members, has gotten a selectman in New Hampshire.
Yeah, in the biggest city in New Hampshire.
In the first election they ran in.
And there was, like I said, the other three that ran, I don't know exactly how to count them, which ones were Free Staters and which ones weren't. But there was another
Why
guy.
Why don't you know how to count?
I don't know. I'm not sure which ones count as Free Staters and which ones don't.
Why, are they friends of the Free State or something?
The authoritarian mayor got thrown out and replaced with the conservative Republican, who's not a Free Stater, but he's a pretty cool guy. I know him. And then there was another guy that won that was heavily connected with the Free State Project in Dover. And then there may be a third guy that won on the Manchester City Council, Max Abramson, I think is his name. And he is, again, either a Free Stater or very closely connected. So it looks like either one or two Free Staters won.
Wow.
Four that ran.
That is fantastic. I mean, down here where we're doing this show from here in Tampa Bay, I can't see a Libertarian getting elected to the city council here ever, really.
I couldn't see them getting dog catcher.
They'd have to break their butts to get somebody elected to the city council down here, and they'd have to fund their campaigns to the extreme. I wonder what Keith Murphy, the Free State Project guy's campaign was like. I mean, how much money did he have to throw in?
He said it was easy. He didn't really spend days on it. He spent more like hours on it.
That's amazing. Dave, thanks for the update, man.
Wow.
800-259-5791. As always, exciting stuff happening up there.
That's huge.
In the Free State. 1-800-259-5791. We're going to address something we've yet to address on this show. It's
really?
The bird flu. Coming up next, Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Don't let Halloween haunted house cleanup or leftover candy consumption gobble up all your time, because the next big automotive holiday is speeding this way. When I come back, we'll get out the calendar. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Exit Halloween goblins and enter Thanksgiving gobblers. It's that time again, and since many of us pilgrims are traveling by car for Turkey Day, this is the time to start planning. Because shops get crowded around holidays, schedule an appointment now with your technician to ensure your vehicle's roadworthy and trip-ready. Routine maintenance can reduce needless gas gobbling and can save you from dipping into your horn aplenty for avoidable repairs. Come Thanksgiving, hop in the car. With a little planning, you can enjoy the turkey on the table instead of being stranded by the one in your garage. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can take control of the phones and bring up whatever you want, from a political issue to a personal problem. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives there, days and months worth of the show. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee. Just go get them for free at freetalklive.com. Now, man, which we actually have yet to talk about this issue on Free Talk Live. The bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
The bird flu.
Well, there's really no bird flu at this point.
Really?
It doesn't exist.
What about all the scary stuff that they're talking about on TV and in the news reports?
It's
a pandemic.
Well, no, it's not a pandemic.
We need billions of dollars.
My understanding is, and I could be a little behind, but I'm not too far behind, there's no cases of avian to, or human to human infestation. So, like, I guess humans have gotten it from birds, but that's it.
Well, here's what the Von Mises Institute has to say. Jeffrey Tucker, in a classic case of news of the weird, President Bush gave a press conference the other day to announce yet another central plan to deal with yet another disaster, this time an impending disaster, or so he claimed. It seems that some birds are catching a flu called avian influenza, or more commonly called the bird flu. It causes ruffled feathers and a drop in egg production. It can kill a chicken in It can kill a chicken in 2 days flat. Scary. The Chicken Littles at the White House got wind of this and decided to hatch a plan for dealing with the eventuality that it will wipe out whole cities inhabited by people. That's people, not birds. He wants $7.1
billion with a B.
From you and I, in emergency funding, no less, to protect us from the wrath of this disease, which he says could sweep the country and kill 1.9 million people and hospitalize another 9.9 million. Part of the money will go for pandemic preparedness, as they call it, and part of it will go to individual states so they can cobble together their own plans for our health and well-being. A part of this, as part of this plan, there's a website, pandemicflu.gov, which is also a helpful link if you haven't so far believed a word you've read. Here you can click around and find the mother of all flu reports, the National Strategy for Pandemic Influenza. Be assured that, quote, the federal government will use all instruments of national power to address the pandemic threat. That includes FEMA, the Department of Homeland Security, and 100 other concrete palaces in D.C. In this report, you'll find what you must do. Be, quote, prepared to follow public health guidance that may include limitation of attendance at public gatherings and non-essential travel for several days or weeks. That's a quarantine, man, which...
Yeah.
The government, meanwhile, will establish a, quote, contingency systems to maintain delivery of essential goods and services during times of significant and sustained worker absenteeism.
Rationing?
Yes, we're really supposed to believe that the government will maintain delivery of essential goods and services. Your job is to sit in your house and wait. Let's just say that the government has a credibility problem here. Remember Katrina?
Yeah.
The people sitting around and waiting to be helped out from the government there?
They didn't do so well there.
Also, the Bush administration has a role for the military to do for the flu what it did for terrorism in Iraq. Quote,
determine the spectrum of public health, medical, and veterinary surge capacity activities that the U.S. military and other government entities may be able to support during a pandemic. Remarkable what the military can do, from spreading democracy to liberating the oppressed to curing the sick. That is, when it's not making people sick or killing them for their own good. Just to show that this isn't merely a perfunctory line, Bush went out of his way to defend the role of the military in his press conference. He said, quote, "One option is the use of a military that's able to plan and move. So that's why I put it on the table. I think it's an important debate for Congress to have." Now, should this mass death actually come about, our future would be rife with many uncertainties. But one thing we can know for sure, any attempt by government to manage the crisis will add calamity to disaster. It will be 9/11 plus Nolens plus a few other amazing failures all rolled into one. And the worst part of government failure will present itself. Rather than make a mess of its own responsibilities, the government acts to prevent people from doing what they should be doing to deal with the crisis. Stop in the name of the law isn't just a slogan from cop movies. It's the sum total of everything the government does. Remember all of the examples of how the government was preventing people from bringing much-needed help to the Nolens area, back after the Hurricane Katrina hit and the levees broke?
What if the truck driver that had those, 10,000 gallons of water on his truck, I know that they put some humongous amount of water they sent, Walmart sent to Nolens. What if he'd said, "No, I'm taking this water to those people. They're dehydrating in there." And he'd have tried to go through this little, bureaucrat who said, "No, I don't know."
They probably have shot him.
Yeah.
Or shot out the wheels on his truck or something like that. The Bush administration, however, was supposedly staffed by people learned in the wisdom of classical conservative thought and informed by revelation from America's traditional religious heritage, is just darn sure that the government is the best and only means to handle a crisis such as this. A dazzling display of absurdity and chutzpah? That's what the Bush press conference on the flu was. Even if the flu does come and taxpayers have coughed up, the government will surely have a ball imposing travel restrictions, shutting down schools and businesses, quarantining cities, and banning public gatherings. It's a bureaucrat's dream. Whether it will make us well again is another matter entirely. And why should individuals on their own have no incentive to deal with disease? Why should the private sector have no reason to make cures available if they exist? Why are we to believe that the government would somehow do a better job at this level of crisis management than would the private sector?
It is a crazy idea.
None of these questions have been asked, much less answered. So I'm reading along the New York Times, and it casually says this. This bird flu has infected about 120 people and killed 60, but the virus has yet to pass easily among humans, as is necessary to create a pandemic. Experts debate about whether it ever will, but most believe that a pandemic flu is inevitable someday. Well, as Roderick Long often says about such contingencies, anything can happen. Men from Mars could land in capsules and plant red weed all over the world. The question we need to ask is how likely is it, and who or what should address the problem should it arise? The World Health Organization provides a link to data about human infection. It says the following. Although avian influenza A viruses usually don't infect humans, several instances of human infections have been reported since 1997. So we've gone from hundreds of infections to several. And when you look at the specifics, most were not human-to-human infections, but people in closer contact with sick birds than most anyone ever is. And even among them, most patients actually recovered. For example, quote, "A infection was confirmed in a child in Hong Kong. The child was hospitalized and recovered. In another case in Canada, infections resulted in eye infections. Among those who did die, it was not a clear case of avian, though the site offers the following odd phrasing, quote, the possibility of person-to-person transmission could not be ruled out." So, even though there's not really any evidence, really, whatsoever, to show that this could be a human-to-human transmission thing, that there's any sort of anything to really be afraid of here, the news media and the government is pumping this up as though it's the next terrible thing that could happen to us. But where's the evidence?
There is no evidence, and they just want to create panic. The Bush administration's been great at this. They won the last election.
First it was terrorists, now it's the bird flu? 800-259-5791. Are you scared of the bird flu? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show if you'd like. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. Talking about the pandemic, the bird flu. It's so scary. The government wants to spend billions of dollars, billions of taxpayer dollars to prepare for the inevitable pandemic, which will just kill millions of people. Or maybe it just won't happen at all. Maybe it's all just kind of been blown out of proportion. Maybe there really isn't a threat at all from this supposed bird flu. Maybe it's really only something that's threatening people that work with sick birds. And maybe some of those people that caught the flu recovered successfully. Maybe it's not as bad as they're making it out to be. Isn't it possible that the government would just sort of exaggerate a little bit in order to increase its power? We're talking about what the...
Seems like it to me.
Yeah, the Mises Institute has a few things to say about this. And to continue this, their question is, well, what about private sector alternatives? Why is it that the government always has to be the organization to handle some sort of terrible outbreak? What about private sector alternatives? It will manage as well as can be expected. The price of vaccines will rise and draw more producers into the market. Businesses will establish their own rules about who can come and who can go. Private charities will deal with sickness. It isn't a perfect solution, but it's an improvement on dispatching the Marines or having the government provide essential goods and services. What's more, the problem of the bird flu isn't even news, since the incidents of human infection are several years old. Why does the Bush administration choose right now to make such a big showing of its preparations for mass death by bird? Could it be that it's running out of other pretexts for expanding its power? Terrorism's getting boring. Floods come only rarely. Communism's long gone. The China threat is no longer selling. The Middle East is dull. Global warming is just too silly. And people have gone back to ignoring most anything that comes out of Washington. Meanwhile, the regime is desperate to be liked again and forever relive its salad days from after 9/11.
You know, what people should be worried about coming out of Washington is stuff like this. I mean, when the government says, don't worry, we'll take care of essential functions of the culture, that's when you've got to start worrying. When the government's going to be delivering your gasoline and making sure you get bread and food, look what happened in Russia.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to die.
Russia has no problem producing food. People still had to stand in line for food because the government doesn't know how to get it from one place to the other. They don't know how to produce it.
If it comes down to this, Manwich, if the government actually tries to, you know, if they claim there's some sort of crazy breakout and they bring in the Marines into American cities and they try to shut down America, basically, and they start allegedly delivering food and water, bread and water to people, which, as we've seen from Hurricane Katrina, they just can't do. They just can't. They don't ever deliver on their promises. Anybody that leaves it up to the government to rescue them or to sustain their lives are basically signing their own death warrant, basically.
Well, they're certainly signing up for a lot of frustration.
Yeah. I think it needs to come down to just pure violence, if that's the case. If you want to quarantine my city, if you want to have Marines walking through the streets, look out, because it's game on at that point, I think. I think that would be the final straw that broke the camel's back. How long would Americans put up with that crap for? I hope not very long. Anyway, the regime is desperate to be liked again. That still leaves the question of why so many public health officials seem so hopped up about the bird flu. Even though the data doesn't come anywhere near supporting their frenzy, the answer must be buried somewhere in those gargantuan budget numbers. Somebody somewhere is going to get that $8 billion, and it's not going to be you or me. What's remarkable is how little comment the bird flu plan provoked. We seem to have reached a stage in American public opinion where hysterical frenzies by government and totalitarian plans to take away all liberties are treated as just another day. We see the president telling us to fork over billions, and we turn the channel. Was it this way in the old Soviet Union or East Germany when the state newscasts went on every night about the March of Socialism? Has crisis management become the great white noise of American life? It is a serious matter when the government purports to plan to abolish all liberty and nationalize all economic life and put every business under the control of the military, especially in the name of a bug that seems largely restricted to the bird population. Perhaps we should pay a bit more attention. Perhaps such plans for the total state ought to even ruffle our feathers just a bit. Let's go to the phones. To Charlie in Texas. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Ooh, mommy government, save me from the bird flu. I'm
yeah.
going to die.
Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah. But anyways, I wanted to give you guys a book review.
Okay.
There's a book out there called Jennifer Government.
Oh.
And I don't know who wrote it, but it's kind of a goofy book. It's
a socialist wrote it. I know that much.
Anyways, but it's about a totally free marketized world. And just a lot of goofy stuff goes on. I can totally see why. How a socialist was trying to put down what a free market society would be like.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was kind of fun. I mean, Burger King bombs McDonald's over a price war, and the NRA attacks the police and a free market policing. And I thought it was kind of fun and a good look at it. And to someone like me, who is a libertarian, I thought it was great. But to a socialist out there, they would probably just look at, oh, how terrible the world would be in a free market world. And
well, that's what it is. It was a book written. I think it's probably you probably enjoyed it because it's a look inside the mind of how a socialist would perceive the free market. I mean, it was written by a radical, I think some sort of a Marxist or something like that. I mean, it just suggests that the reason why Burger King's not bombing McDonald's is because there's a law preventing people from being bombed is totally asinine.
Yeah, I just thought it was fun. I just thought it was a good time. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. 800-259-5791. Why is it Burger King doesn't bomb McDonald's? I mean, they're the number one burger chain. Don't you think they'd do whatever it took to put them out of business? An assassination campaign on their executives?
Customers are going to get killed, and then people are not going to eat at Burger King.
Yeah. That's exactly why. People might get a little bit angry that their favorite burger joint is killing people. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. Jamie told you so on the way.
Sweet. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We might be able to slip your call in if you make it now. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's Ian Hewitt.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online. freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on this show, spreading the message of liberty and freedom around the country and around the world, then you should consider becoming an amplifier. Advertise, market, and promote is what AMP stands for. We've got about 120 of our listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month.
Cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap, and it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, don't worry. Keep taking the archives for free. Take advantage of the bulletin board system, all the other free stuff we have at freetalklive.com. We don't mind.
But if you do become an amplifier, there's a few nice things you get.
You get a few perks.
Yeah, there's a special section on the bulletin board system.
Right.
Every $25 we add to the amp, you know,
totals,
pot, as it were,
right,
then we get to release a new episode.
Well, we release a new classic episode.
New classic.
We're re-releasing the very first season of Free Talk Live from back in our original FM days when we were a local show. And people have been praising it. People have really been appreciative of it, the amplifiers that are getting their hands on it. We're only releasing them to the Free Talk Live amplifiers. And as an added bonus, the ultimate goal of the AMP program is to reduce commercial time on the show. When we reach 50% of our total goal, we'll cut back 2 minutes an hour of commercial time and replace it with showtime. When we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour off of the show, of commercials, and put more show in its place. So totally, that'll be a 25% reduction in commercial time, all because of you amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, all the money goes to promote the show. It goes to promote us to radio stations, to get us on other people's internet connections, that sort of thing. It doesn't go to a paycheck for you or I, Manwich.
No.
So amp.
Be getting those.
Amp.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to the phones to Jamie Togeso. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, been a while, Jamie. How you been?
Oh, I've been. I got me a job.
Congratulations. What are you doing?
I'm working at Family Dollar.
Oh, Family Dollar. The dollar store.
Yeah.
Now, wait, is that one of those dollar stores that isn't really a dollar store and they actually have items in there that are way over a dollar?
Some things are.
I think that's so deceptive. We have dollars.
I don't think it's deceptive.
We have Dollar Generals around here, and when you look at the name of the store, you think it's going to be an everything's a dollar store, but no.
Well, so they don't have just a bunch of dollar crap, so they have other things that you can buy. I don't think that's deceptive.
Cheap stuff, yeah.
So how do you like your new gig, man? What are you doing? You stocking shelves? You running the register?
Running the register, unloading truck, and stocking, yeah.
Oh, you're doing the whole deal. You're doing...
Yeah, I got some bad news about my grandma.
Oh, no.
She's going to be put in a rest home.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, she's not dead yet, then.
No.
Okay. Well, I guess it's sort of bad news for her, but it's sort of good news for you, isn't it? I mean, it means you don't really have to take care of her anymore.
Yeah, she'd be in there better, yeah. People can watch her 24/7.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're out working trying to pay the bills and she's at home and she's having a tough time and she needs some assistance and you can't be there to help her out, then it probably is a good idea to put her there. I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't want to go to one of those places when I get older. I mean, Manwich, how do you feel about that?
I don't like the idea either, and I'll do my best to keep my mom out of one. But, you know, there's times when it's just better to let qualified people do these things.
Could I talk about Bush here?
Sure, Jamie. Okay.
What's been, you know, his popularity on the polls and stuff?
It's been going down.
Going down.
And you've got about 10 seconds to make your point, Jamie.
In my opinion, he's the worst president we ever had.
Certainly in our lifetimes, I think that could be argued. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime, 800-259-5791. You can't use that number now because we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. See you.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.